Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
Howdy, everybody. We are the Horrible Decisions Podcast, and we are going to be in Dallas, Texas, Memorial Day weekend. Bitch, it's a Sunday. We're going to be headlining the Two Together Land Festival, and you bitches better not have no motherfucking work on Sunday. Call out, ho.
I mean, you could do that, but also, it's a three-day weekend. They have Monday off. We will see you guys in Dallas, Texas at the Togetherland Festival. Make sure you get your tickets now. We will be live on the podcast stage. That's May 26th. Get your tickets now at togetherland.com. Hey, guys. Welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions.
I thought you were going to do your white voice.
I mean, it was close.
It was not.
Like, oh my God, Anyways, guys, I wanted to moan because we have someone who moans as well. So I just wanted to do that. Anyways, guys, welcome to another episode of Horror Bled. This is Jones. I'm your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Pet Design, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. That Bitch.
Hey, y'all. It's Weezy. We're back for another episode. Today, we have a guest that we met at the AVNs. And what's crazy about this guest is that Mandy and I were literally looking through categories on, like, who to interview. And so I'm like sharing them with my boo or whatever.
Not even sharing them with her boo. She's sending them to me.
Well, you were both of y'all.
Yeah.
So Julie was literally one of them. But I think it just didn't work out because we ended up getting Nicole, Kit, and Mia. So anyway, we're in line. And this bitch asked my man to hold some. I'm like, hold on.
And Weezy turns around and is like, bitch, I know you.
No, but like, it's so cool to go to the AVN Awards and actually see people that you follow online. And that's so dope. And one of the things you said to us in line, Julie, I was like, I hope you get to win. She was like, even if it's not me, it better be a real BBW.
Yeah, that's literally what she said.
I did say that.
By the way, guys, we have Julie Ginger in the motherfucking building. And so, Julie Ginger, a real BBW.
Yeah, tell us what you meant by that. Because
all right, look, there are levels to this shit when it comes to BBWs, right? You've got your smaller baby, you know, like they got that little pudge. They got that little, like, small, like, crease. And then just, like, not a belly. That's a little BBW. And then you got your, you know, like, midsize that has a little more. And then you're big. And then you're big, 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 you know. And they just keep going up and up and up. Mm-hmm. The girl who won. No shade. Congratulations, Alex, as always.
Where do you place her?
She is just on that fucking cusp of not being a BBW.
Which I'll say
not being. She's gained a little since I've seen her.
Which is crazy because even in the fashion world, they now have plus size models, mm-hmm. but it's more of that, like,
their tone.
Bitch, you're a size 12.
I'm gonna be honest. Ashley Graham to me size 12. Yeah. Was probably the biggest plus side model I'd seen.
Like, I've seen some new ones come out lately.
Yes.
When that first came out, I was like, oh. Now, don't get me wrong. I still, in my opinion, I'm like, her stomach's still kind of flat. But she was bigger. Bigger arms, like, even height. Like,
She
was all around a big
girl. Oh, no, let's be very clear.
Yeah.
Y'all been listening to this podcast since the very beginning. I stood in my BBW motherfucking round. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I started losing my weight after gastric, they said, oh, yeah, girl, you're no longer BBW. No. Like, as I was posting my body positivity post, they mm-hmm. was like, oh, no, bitch, we kicked you out. You're not BBW anymore. Bye. I remember during the pandemic, actually, going on Clubhouse, and there was a BBW room, and I got put on stage, and there was plus size influencers that literally was like, yeah, no, we don't even know why you're up here no more. You don't count anymore type shit. And I'm like, bitch, you got me fucked up. Mind you, still every fucking other week, mm-hmm. people are talking about my weight if they're watching on YouTube or all those things. So I want to lean back into porn specifically. Mm-hmm. And even you as a BBW mm-hmm. porn star or content creative, we're going to get into your content. Why do you feel that way about BBWs? Because I did also peep. You pulled all the real BBWs to take a picture.
I did.
And after we did the red carpet, Weezy and I looked over and you could tell the group of women that took a picture were all like the real BBWs. Mm-hmm. What does that kind of family or sisterhood look like in the sex world space?
It's hard, actually. There's a lot of people who don't like a lot of other people. And I think that just comes from, I think in the entertainment industry, you're not going to like everybody, mm-hmm. right? So it really comes down to just like, when you meet them in their journey in the industry. Mm. You know, it's interesting because, like, let's say, for instance, myself, I'll talk about my little journey. I wasn't the most likable person back in my early stages. I had to learn some shit.
Why? What made you unlikable?
Because I was kind of being that pick me girl.
Ooh. Oh, how yeah. How do you be a pick me in porn?
Hey, why aren't you working with me? Why are you working with these other BBWs, but you won't work with me? Pick me. I'm here. You know, like that type of.
But how else? I mean, maybe I would say everything, but why are you working with them and not me? But what's wrong with asking someone to work
some
with
people? Because some people don't know how to say no or even respond too. So as a BBW, I feel like I have such a limited pool of people to work with as a creator, right? But back to, you know, like the, you know, why girls don't get along is just their personalities don't match, or they hear something so that it's all hearsay. And so what I really try to do as someone who has had that happen to me, I just try to say, hey, look, you want to get to know me, then get to know me. Don't go by off of what somebody else was said or what my actions were 5 years ago.
Right.
I've grown. I'm different. I'm not the same that I was
then. Girl, you better know. They don't let bitches grow. Mm-mm. They don't let bitches change.
Well, I've done grown.
Speaking of growing.
Still growing.
I do want to know, how has your weight fluctuated since starting porn? Shoo. And when it has, how has the money changed?
Oh,
you know what? Honestly, I don't even think it's so much about how much my weight has fluctuated. It's actually how hard I put my work into my business. Mm. It's not even about my weight most of the time. Some, like, I have guys that wanted me to be a feedie, which means I'll eat, right? And grow. I can't. I also had the gastric surgery, but I wasn't as successful as you have been.
Which gastric did you
have? The sleeve.
You had the sleeve mm-hmm. as well?
Yeah.
My mom just had it.
Yeah.
And I think even on tour, so many of our fans have chosen to have it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's not the easiest thing psychologically at all. Like,
yeah.
When did you do it?
I did it in 2015. So this is 2 years prior to getting into the industry. So I was in a marriage. I was happy. I'm going to quotate that because it wasn't happy at the end, obviously. Because now I'm divorced. But
I think we can have good relationships at end.
She said,
we'll just call it what it is. Okay. Just call it what it is.
I was happy.
But when I decided to do the surgery for myself, just so I can maybe even be more happier.
Okay.
Right? Because I was having a hard time moving around and going up and down the stairs. Like, I was really
finding
even
clothes,
now, even now, it's hard, but it's not as hard as it was because I'm like 100 pounds lighter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I have gained back. I actually lost almost 150 pounds.
So can you not say that your surgery was then unsuccessful? Because that is a feat in itself. You lost a whole human being.
I did. I lost a whole lot of weight and have gained back, though. But the fluctuation part is it comes with emotions. It comes with situations that happen in the industry or even in my life in general. But I have such a close, deep, like, connection to my work that it's almost just all the same. It's just all big one. I'm me.
What do you mean you have a deep connection? I don't mean that in a condescending way. I mean, like, I've heard one other person that works in, like, adult content creation say that, like, I'm just so connected to my work. And I'm laughing. I'm like, what'd you do? It's messy.
Honestly, I love what I do. And when I love what I do, you see it on camera. You can see it. It resonates through all of my work.
What does it make you feel? What do you love about it? Does it make you feel just super sexy? Do you love interacting with people?
I just love being able to fuck all these men and women and just have a good time. It's my only life that I get to live in this life.
Can I ask
you? So I'm going to live it and have fun with it.
So 2 years before you started your content creation journey, you got the gastric sleeve. Mm-hmm. You lost the weight, but then also got into content creation as a BBW.
Mm-hmm. I was still a BBW. I was 290 pounds.
So do you feel like leaning into the BBW category also kept you maybe from losing more of that weight?
Probably. Definitely. Because I think I wanted to make sure that I was
feeding the
masses your audience. And my audience.
And your audience that wanted you. Like, I think that that's the hard part. Like, it's so weird because you have society, but also I would say other women more than anything make you feel as though you're unworthy of love or being fucked.
Who do you feel it the most from? That's a good thing.
Yeah, like,
do you feel it more from men or women when it's like?
What do you mean? Like, just like overall
making you feel like your weight is too much or appearance, weight, anything?
To me,
it's honestly for me, I get a lot of hate from men.
Really?
I do. I get a lot of like really bad comments on my TikToks and my Instagram reels. I get some nasty ones.
So publicly, men.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Personally, yeah. It was women. So it was women that when they found out I was fucking the same men as them, the men would tell me what these women would say about me.
Oof.
They made it seem as though I should be lucky I'm fucking, or they couldn't believe that the man that they were fucking was fucking me because, oh my God, ew, you like that. And so personally, women, anytime they didn't like me, it was always my weight as my first attack and then everything else. But my weight was always the number one attack from women on a personal level. Again, on the internet, yes, right. It was men.
No, I could say, you know, for sure, now that I think back to it, you're right. Women do also have that vicious attack. Like, why are you? You're not supposed to have this hot ass man. I have a story time with Julie real
Come
quick.
Come on, story.
Come on, we want to hear about Julie.
So this is a recent story, too.
Give it to us.
Fine ass man lives in Vegas. Oh, girl, let me tell you. When I say fine, I mean.
Describe him.
6'6", muscular.
Mm.
He's like caramel.
Mm. Tatted or no tats?
Tatted fucking up.
Big dick or nah?
Yes.
Oh,
what's wrong with him?
Well, he lied about something, and I'm not going to go too deep into it.
Big dick liar.
How dare you? So I'm waiting for him to come down to his building to come get me so he can go up because I don't have access, obviously, like that.
Right.
He lives in a nice place.
Well, now you got money too, bitch. Let's go.
He's hot. Okay, I'm sorry. God damn. So anyways, I'm waiting, and there's this skinny girl, and she's waiting for her friend. So her friend comes in, and I'm just chit-chatting. Nice. I'm a pleasant person. I don't give off bad vibes, you know? Hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, cool. You visited? Cool. You know, you're just trying to make conversation. That elevator door opens. I'm sorry. I just flashed back for a second.
I know, that's right.
That elevator door opens and he's standing there shirtless with these just semi-short shorts on, just looking fucking...
Oh.
My heart started racing. I looked at him. He looked at me. They looked at him because they stopped. Because they were before me. I let them go first.
Oh, I know you did.
I didn't know that he was coming down like that, though, girl. They walk in, and I walk around, and he comes straight to me and wraps his arms around me and kisses me, and these girls were appalled. They were
appalled. You felt the judgment.
Oh, I felt the judgment hardcore.
Wow.
Hardcore. And him and I both looked at each other and just burst out laughing after they got off the elevator.
I love that he felt that they clearly were looking at
that. He was like, damn. He's like, damn, I didn't think that they were going to react like that. And I was like, do you realize how hot you are? And do you realize what I look like? They don't see that. They don't see that that's a possible thing.
That this man
that this man can be attracted to me and want me over your skinny ass.
You know, I dated a guy that was super skinny. Maybe like that scrawny what Wiz Khalifa used to look like. And he told me that when he had dated BBWs in the past, I was like, is this fucked up or is it?
No, let's be very clear.
Yeah.
The skinnier the nigga, the bigger the bitch.
Oh, they love
it. Oh, baby, they used to love
it. He told me, I love being out with women that no one expects me to be out with. He's like, I love it. He's like, I love girls staring at me. I like niggas looking at me like I'm wrong.
Exactly.
He's like, it's something about it. Like, I'm out with someone they don't expect me
but
to.
But also, let's be very clear.
I'm like, is that fucked
skinny
up?
Skinny niggas don't want to start a fire with y'all twig ass bitches. They want a little leaven, a little more cushion for the push.
That's absolutely
now,
fucking
have
right.
Have you found that when you're dating these dudes and or fucking them or whatever it happens? We had an episode recently about trans women and with trans women, and they were talking about feeling hidden. And one of my friends who's BBW was like, girl, I felt so triggered because I feel like I have so many dudes that want to fuck me and we don't go out anywhere together. Have you experienced that recently or just any time in your past? And tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, As someone of my status now, I get a lot of people trying to, you know, hit me up, take me out, you know, things like that. I mean, I'm very selective about who I do that with just because I can be, right? But when I have, you know, like allowed that to happen, sometimes I feel like I do get judged a lot, you know, for being out with somebody who's, you know, really hot or even if they're not, like I still get looked at because I'm a big girl. I don't get to not get looked at. Even when I'm walking, like just anywhere. I can be walking around New York, people are looking at me. I know they are.
Have you ever agreed to be in a relationship where you knew it was just sexual, but that you guys didn't go out in public or?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
I think that because of, and I mean, this is recent. That's even with the 6'6" dude. We've gone out And he's also gotten scrutinized when we've been out together. These women.
What is, like to his face?
Yes.
Wait,
with
what?
Me sitting there in this club, we went to After Hours.
I love the stories. Let's go.
And we went to After Hours. I'm with him. This is one of the first times we really like hung out, like outside of the bedroom. Right. And so we're sitting there. I'm eating food. We're chit-chatting. He's rubbing up on me. He's touching on me, like making me feel like I'm the best goddamn thing out there. Right. It's amazing. And these women, this older woman had said to him without me hearing, you really don't have to be doing that. You don't have to be selling your body. You don't have to be doing this. They thought I paid him. They thought I was paying him to be with me.
She said, do you know who the fuck I am?
Right.
They thought he was a gigolo because
they thought
he was
that,
with you.
That, yes.
That you were paying for his
yes.
presence.
When it was nothing but mutual fun. Yeah. And after that, he said, hey, come on, let's go. He was mad. He was like, I'm toe turned off. He's and then we just
fucked
for a long time.
How? I feel like you've probably heard it all.
Yeah.
But when you hear it all, are you at this point where like you can be blind to the bullshit?
I try to be because I don't want it to make my life unhappy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to listen to the naysayers or the people who have negative things to say. You know, I try to live my life in a positive way. I really, really do. Back 5 years ago, not so much because I was trying to figure out who I was in this industry and even just as a person. And so over these last 5 years, I've definitely grown and changed and just don't listen to the bullshit and the negative yeah. things anymore. And so when I go out with someone that's that hot, I stand on my shit. I have right. that confidence now.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have it.
I wanted to ask you though, when yeah. you're talking about people staring at you, we see a lot of content now surrounding people. Just, I feel like there's this weird, okay. Have you seen the girl that got on the airplane and was trying to act like people were looking at her? She was wearing leggings.
And like, it was like she's that really tiny.
Yes, but huge wide mm-hmm. ass. And was like, oh my God, I can't fit. And da, 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 da. People are making content like that. Almost yeah. like they're trying to get you mm-hmm. to like, instead of celebrating the business bigness, it's mm-hmm. weird. But what I wanted to ask you was things like that on an airplane. Where are people making you feel the most
uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Well, I've thankfully found an airline that gives me a free extra seat. So I don't have to worry about being judged trying to get past people. I used to feel really uncomfortable in an airplane. We're talking.
What airline is that?
Southwest.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah, they have for a person of size, complimentary seat. And I spill over. Most certainly. I do. So having someone, and I've unfortunately been in that situation where I'm all like this. It's very uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
So,
oh yeah, no. People don't understand, like, even if you go back and watch episodes from 2017, I got my gastric sleeve in 2018. Mm-hmm. I remember when I went out just with my coworkers, mm-hmm. we went to Six Flags. I literally couldn't fit the rides at Six Flags. I had to be removed because they couldn't close the clamp on me. Mm-hmm. That's when I decided it was time.
Yeah.
When I couldn't ride roller coaster rides. And when people watch, they're like, you weren't that big. You don't know.
You don't
like,
understand.
You don't understand. Yeah. And I was even telling her.
You were
her,
short. I think that's why people don't.
And I'm 5'1". I was 230 at my biggest.
Okay, yeah.
Do the math of what it is. They literally couldn't close it over me on the roller coaster rides. But also in terms of flying in planes, mm-hmm. where most people are like, I want the extra row because it's more room. Those are actually also the seats that don't lift up.
Yep.
So I remember me and my best friend one time, we both went to Miami and I had the extra row. She had something else. And I literally wanted to change with her. She didn't want to change. And she didn't realize that I literally wanted to change because I felt so squished in the exit row.
I can't even attempt.
And I had to open to her that the little hands lifting, let my hips breathe, baby. And having that airplane experience, having the experience in the roller coasters. Also, living in New York where boots don't go up my legs. I have to bundle. So now I look 300 pounds, even though I'm like, it was those things people don't consider when you're overweight.
Yeah, most definitely. And you know what? You touching on the roller coaster aspect is really funny because that's one of the biggest reasons why I want to lose weight is because I want to be able to ride a roller coaster again. I haven't ridden one since I was like 16. So it's been 20 years.
I would never have thought.
It's been 20 years since I've been on a roller coaster.
Mandy talked about clothes a lot. I mean, we've been doing this show 8 years. So I'm always hearing you talk about clothes, booze.
Yeah.
Did not even think about like certain activities.
Literally just activities.
Or riding a horse. Like I love horseback riding. I haven't ridden a horse since I was a kid.
Wow. Oh, yeah, no. I just brought up Six Flags. One of my tricks flew me to.
I
was in Abu Dhabi with one of my tricks one time. We went to Ferrari World.
Okay.
Literally had to get off a ride with my. We left because it wouldn't close.
And that's, it closed like, that's on him, so, not on me. That's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
And you know, and you get looked at, and you're like, oh, don't look at me. Like, I don't want to draw attention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest things as a big person. I think that's what we try not to do is to draw attention. But, you know, with my look, it's not easy to not draw attention. You know what I mean? It's like I get looked at no matter where I go. So, and I don't feel uncomfortable much anymore because I think I've grown so used to being looked at that I just, hey, it's me. You take it or leave it. Get the fuck out. Like, well, I don't care.
I want to make this positive just a little bit.
Yes.
I want to get into our vanilla shit.
Yeah.
What's that positive?
No. The vanilla shit is a little positive because it's giving affirmations. We're about to get into some affirmations.
Oh,
bitch.
I thought you wanted to bring up
Club. Oh, I am going to bring up the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Bring
it all up. So motherfuckers just got dragged. I'm only going to mention Charlamagne, not the other person.
Oh, boy. Here we go, buddy.
So Charlamagne got dragged recently for bringing up or speaking about Risa Tisa, who was popular with her thing on TikTok about her relationship with a pathological liar.
Mm-hmm.
And he referenced that as big back behavior. Of course, he later did apologize, called her big back. But I wanted to speak about
No,
he called. He did.
He said,
he didn't this know sounds like big back behavior. Right. And then literally then the other person who shall not be mentioned continue going on, called a Sheila from some goddamn show. And then literally he did apologize later because, of course, he is a mental health advocate. Wait, bitch.
Eden's looking at me because I saw, hold on, wait. The clip that I saw said, she's reading damn, the thing. Not
a, we can bleep that out.
Wait, we can't say, the girl's on the show.
That's fine. We gonna bleep the name out. That's
okay,
my
anyway,
show.
She's going over the story.
I'm a petty bitch.
That's right.
Telling
the story. And then Charlamagne's listening and he's like, this sounds like big back behavior. What's she look like?
Facts.
But I didn't hear him like look at her or say.
No. But regardless.
Hold on, bro. Where's the fucking line now?
What line?
He said that. He didn't call her fat.
No, he said it's big back behavior.
Okay.
Then literally the person next to him said, she a big back. She probably.
Oh, okay.
So it was confirmed on the side. Then she goes
she
on.
She a big girl.
Then Risa Tisa goes on Tamron Hall show and lets it be known that with all of this news.
I saw that clip.
That those words hurt her the most coming from that platform. By the way, Charlamagne, in his due diligence, has since apologized. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, I want to get into.
I know he can be a little mouthy, so.
You know, I want to get into, however, what are affirming words?
Okay.
For plus size women or women of stature, because I talk about it, I did talk about it often. Men, a few men, love to call me Fluffy.
Okay.
And while we have had a guest come on and say, I love Fluffy, Fluffy didn't really sit too well with me. So I would love to know which words you find to be affirming in and out of the bedroom for men and women to describe a plus size person.
Yeah, I mean, there's always the go-to voluptuous. Like, I feel like that's that one is so fun to say. You're so voluptuous. It's like sexy.
That is kind of a sexy
voluptuous
word.
Yeah.
Voluptuous girl.
Now, is there an M in that? Hold on. Is it voluptuous? I think it's
voluptuous. I like to say voluptuous.
Voluptuous.
Delicious.
Yum.
Yeah, like yum.
Okay.
Yum. Delicious. Yeah, voluptuous.
Not me checking what
it could be. It's a Julie word. Just let it be.
Okay. That's got to be the title of the episode. Voluptuous.
I like being called curvy because, you know, I it's not negative. It's not necessarily.
I prefer curvy if. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't mind being called a big bitch because I am one.
Come on, big bitch.
So we had a guest that said,
mad about it. I'm a big bitch.
Fat was okay to say?
Fat's okay to say because we are. And, and any person who is big doesn't accept that. And if you're like, for instance, like, yes, I'm fat because I am. It's just a statement. It's just what it is. You know? Yes, I'm trying to be healthy. You know, I'm trying to shed some weight off me, but I'm a big girl. I'm fat.
So your partner in the bedroom or out can mm-hmm. refer to you as my fat bitch. Bring that fat ass over here. Like,
yeah, if he says that, if he says it in a very positive way, then okay. sure. But don't come up and say, ooh, you fat. You know, like with that negative tone. Like, you could say fat in a positive way.
I agree. Can I hear some fat positive sentences?
Ooh, girl, that ass is so fat.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's PHT. PHAT.
No, it could be F-A-T.
It could be F-A-T.
Why does it have to be P-H-A-T? Why can't it just be F-A-T?
I feel like you
even,
can't call me a fat ass.
Because even so,
it's how you say the word. But, it's how you context it.
But the reason why I also say the P-H-A-T mm-hmm. is because going back into porn categories, yeah. Pogs
right.
is
right.
badass white girl.
Right.
But it's literally spelt with a P.
I think it's just because fog is weird.
Yeah.
I really do.
No.
I mean, it's just contextual. That's what it is.
If we put fat, like the spelling that we're saying, I feel like fog is weird.
But literally, baby,
but pog,
fat.
But pog makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. See, pog makes sense.
Pog don't make no goddamn sense either.
Pog.
Pog, whatever.
Hold on. Let's get into that. So, like, have you been referred pog. To as that?
Pog. A fat ass white girl?
Let's talk about pog.
Yeah, I've been referred to as a fat ass white girl.
Let's like, is this a myth or not?
Yeah.
Are you mainly dating black men, and is it because Ooh. You're big? Why do black men love big white girls? I don't know. Do you find that like white guys are just not?
I never had sex with a black man until I moved to Iowa and I was 21.
Not to Iowa, bitch. There's black people in Iowa? Where were
yes.
you before?
I lived in Central Florida when I was a teenager.
Hold on, where? 407 Chopper City, but you know my white ass.
Too,
my pog ass mama.
Ocala.
Ocala?
Ocala.
You weren't fucking black man in Ocala?
No, you want to know why? Because I never really noticed that
she
men.
Was Wait, she was married.
I wasn't married yet. Oh, I was a teenager, yet. Girl. I was only like, when I lived in Florida, I was between the ages of 12 and 20.
When did you lose your virginity? Hold on. When you lost your virginity?
20 years old.
That's why, bitch. If you started a little earlier, you would have had some black dick
in Orlando. I never had any black men really like press up on me though. That's what I'm saying. Oh. I never really had anybody like come and be like, yo, I'm gonna
fuck
with you.
Maybe Florida was too rich.
Maybe.
Yo, calm down.
Maybe. And I don't think I was prettier back. I'm way prettier now than I was back when I was younger. Like, hell yeah. I blossomed.
Come on.
I blossomed.
You got the eyes. So I'm like, I feel like the eyes always get it. But wait.
I moved to Iowa and met this guy and we started fucking
black guys. Oh, you started fucking
black
guys 1 year after virginity.
Yeah. That's what it was.
But that was only, I only had like one. And then like, I only messed with like white guys for a while. And then like, I married a white guy. And then after that, it clicked. I went.
You said fuck these crackers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Fuck these crackers.
I know that's right.
What? Why though? Do you find that black men are more like they do more body worship? They're attracted to your body. Do you
more
feel like
passionate that? in all honesty. Like even the white guys are very vanilla. No white guy I ever was with was really like any black man I've ever been with.
Mm.
Swear to God.
Hey. It's too much, Julie.
Too much.
Actually, to be honest,
I'm a very honest person, okay? You don't like it?
Well, I would like to know, Weezy bringing up the body worshiping yes. again as a...
By the way, I brought that up because any friend I had that was big mm-hmm. and they were white girls,
oh, like, no,
they always say that.
No,
the black
yeah.
men made
they used to love to, they
body.
Used to fucking love to rub my Hell stomach. Yeah. And of course, for me, it did make me uncomfortable.
Right.
So... In body worshiping mm-hmm. specifically, as a plus size woman, where do you like being touched?
Oh, I
like,
love
and what is
rubs.
Okay? What is uncomfortable?
I love booty rubs. I mean, no, who doesn't love a good booty rub, right?
Facts.
I don't mind my stomach being rubbed on because I think I've just gotten so used to it as time has gone on that it's just become something that happens with most guys that I hang out with or that I'm with. Like, I'm very sensual when I'm really into somebody.
Mm.
But like when I'm filming, I'm you know, doing my job. You know, I don't usually get too sensual unless I'm really into you. That's
yeah.
pretty much where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't mind having my belly rubbed on. Like I rub on my belly too, okay? I slap it. I play bongos on it.
Bongos is crazy.
Bongos is crazy.
But you know, I like to be touched all over. Touch me all over and over again.
What song is that?
It's old school song. old school.
No,
sorry.
Wait. So, I was gonna say, is there a fetish community that you've joined? And by joining that, so I had a super BBW that I worked with, mm-hmm. and she used to tell me she would go to BBW parties. She's like, but I have to go to the super ones. Mm-hmm. I'm like almost too big for the regular ones. Are you a part of a community, and do you enjoy meeting people there, or do you feel like this is too fetishy?
I mean, the porn industry with the BBWs, it's its own little community in itself. And I'm cool. I try to be cool with everybody, you know. Outside of that, there are some like BBW bashes and events that I like to mm-hmm. attend that are not necessarily in connection with the sex work industry. So they're just like plus size acceptance type parties. Mm-hmm. And so like that's where I think I feel like the most comfortable, because it's just all body types.
Okay.
Even girls, y'all's sizes will come.
Okay.
Because it's just so inviting.
So it's not just, okay.
It's inviting because we want everyone to feel accepted and comfortable. And if we turn away people who aren't of size, quote unquote, then we're the hypocrites, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Because then we're basically shunning and shaming skinny people, and that's not.
I don't know if you remember.
There's a small line with skinny shaming.
Do you remember when we went to Jamaica for Hedonism?
Yeah.
So Missy, the New York promoter that brought a lot of people there for uh-huh. that specific weekend, mm-hmm. she's plus size friendly, and that's. I don't know if you remember a lot of the people that were there, but yeah. her following does do that.
Yes.
Like, so they throw sex club parties mm-hmm. and then hotel parties yep. specific to men who love plus size women, and plus size women to feel comfortable yep. in a room with their
all over the country.
All over the country. Body shaming, right? Like in that yeah. category, I know skinny girls feel like they could be shamed too.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a small line. If you're Coi Leray skinny, I do believe you could be body shamed. People are very mean to Coi Leray. And it's like when you're that kind of thin, it looks like she's been that way her whole life. She has that very like gymnast, mm-hmm. ballerina, thin, thin body. Mm-hmm. To me, that kind of thin, when I see body shaming, I think it's fucked up. Bitch, if you're just a little regular looking, you can't be out here saying, I'm not thick enough.
I've spoken to this and I kind of actually do not care who I offend when I say this. Mm-hmm. In terms of people who do feel like there's a skinny shaming happening, the difference between fat shaming and skinny shaming is that skinny people are able to still walk into stores and fit the clothes. They can still mm-hmm. do everything that can happen their day-to-day life does not change because of their size.
But that doesn't mean that they're not, people aren't.
I get it, but that's where
weight.
Like,
for sure.
To me, when they try to compare their plight to mm-hmm. fat shaming, those are two separate things. If you are skinny, don't come at a fat woman and say, oh my God, I'm body shamed too. There's zero comparison between someone being too small and body shamed, maybe because someone is looking at them not as sexually or whatever. Literally, their day-to-day life can happen without their size affecting how they live.
I would agree. I brought up Coi Leray because that was some of the meanest shit I've seen recently. Mm. Like, I would even equate it to the way that Lizzo can't post a picture without them talking about her body. Mm. I didn't see one nice thing about Coi Leray, who's cute, adorable, could dance, and she raps. It was like, boom, boom, boom. I mean, honestly, that shit would make me insecure as fuck, especially because you're in the world where the rapper girls need to be thick.
Mm-hmm. Let's be very clear.
Yeah.
Cardi also just dropped her last video and the way they spoke about Cardi's body.
We're not like, going to talk about Cardi and Coi Leray.
No, but what I'm saying is
Coi Leray is definitely
But people
pounds.
Talking about BBLs, people talking about skinny shaming, I 100% will stand on it is nowhere near the fat shaming experience
yeah.
and the actual experience of someone who is yeah. plus size.
It's true. It really
like,
is true.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying I do think that level of skinny has definitely
well, no, just humans shame. Suck.
But yeah. humans
that's
suck.
True.
Cardi being suck. Shamed?
No.
Humans suck. Now that's just
let's a, be very
that's
clear.
Just someone having
humans
a mean
suck.
Comment.
Humans yeah. suck.
We have to think of people the prototype of what people think the perfect body is in this era.
You know, but there is no perfect
there
body.
There is no perfect body.
But that's
there is no perfect
yeah,
body.
Yeah, the internet.
And you can't tell the girls
everybody.
That do the same makeup that. You can't tell girls that are showing the same doctor.
But
they
that's they're delusional, though. They're delusional.
It's also subjective. Let's be very clear, because the same way you have men that like you
yeah.
at whatever size you've been yeah. now because you've changed your
down.
Size,
yep.
the same with me.
Yeah. Do you like, really think that...
The men who are...
Hold on. I'm being serious.
Yes.
You really think
yes.
in the era of today... Beauty is subjective according to the internet. I think that in reality, yes, this is true. But there is a clear standard of what girls like to look like today. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
I'm going to say that not anymore. It's subjective because you still have those that fawn over the BBL. Mm-hmm. We are now getting into the natural girl era. Mm-hmm. We also have people who have gone to the BBL and removed those.
I think it's shifting, like, but bro, the Kim Kardashian era of the look, the eyebrow, the hair, even, I don't know. I definitely think there's a way that society has pushed girls to kind of look.
I also think it depends on your city. Even me going to the Midwest with tonight's conversation, the girls that you clearly know was like them girls look completely different than the girls that we're going to see in New York or Atlanta or LA.
Absolutely.
It depends where you're at as well. And
region based.
What up, Bread Trend?
Y'all, make sure you get your tickets now. May 5th, we are at the Earth Theater in London.
Listen, we made this a specific request to be in London on the weekend so that all of our Euro people can come and see this. We want our whole
Not our Euro people.
European people.
Okay.
European people. Whatever. All the black people that live over there, just take that motherfucking Eurostar and come and see us. We're going to be there May 5th. We are having a whole new show, one that you didn't see. This is a part of the Climax Tour. So even if you were on the Climax Tour and you need a little trip, it's going to be warmer. It's going to be fun. Come through and see us.
That's right. Make sure you head on over to whorehive.com and get your tickets now. Speaking of, though, we got bananas here. I want to get into our motherfucking hors d'oeuvre because, baby, you said you about to show us some things.
Am I?
So our hors d'oeuvre portion of the pod is where. Oh wait, you. I say I was gonna put a banana in my mouth. You feel me? Hold on, not the producer. Like everyone, get a banana in your hand.
Come on, she's our guest.
Okay, so. By the way, I learned this literally from the Discovery Channel. Y'all both opened it wrong. Bananas are supposed to be open from the bottom.
Oh,
this is the girl.
See, I opened up mine looking really good. So I don't know what your problem is.
Now she got the perfect dick.
First off, not mine already being a little brown. It knew I like some brown dick.
The butt of the banana was brown.
Chill. Okay.
All right. Give us your dick suck. Teach us.
Give us your dick sucking tip.
First of all, who doesn't love a good banana?
That's a good curve.
Ooh. Isn't it? That's what I'm saying. Like, I had an ex-boyfriend with the perfect curve, and this was it.
Damn.
And I loved it because it was like the perfect down the throat action.
Nah, straight and narrow for me.
So, you know, I like to give it a little, and I get a little lickety lick.
Oh, you do the giggle. That's very porny.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you giggle on the tip? Okay, wait, is that one of your you giggle on the
Listen.
Tip?
They like that shit.
You gotta watch my porn to find out, I guess.
Okay,
I need you to moan and talk into this mic while you do this.
Oh, my bad. Here, hold on. Here,
come on, production. This is the audio experience.
Let me sway a little bit. Shut up.
So for me personally, when I'm doing it, right, like I like to lick on it and like tease it because it kind of, you know, gives it that sensuality. But when you're ready, okay. You just kind of,
And it ain't even bright.
Oh, that's high.
I like to like.
Oh, you like talking to her. They love that shit.
Wait, you fake talk on a dick?
Sometimes I like to gag, but you know. Oh. This isn't quite as thick as what most dicks
This is a skinny ass dick. We gonna dick shame
Why
right
we
now.
I'm having lunch right now. No, I love having it in my mouth to be like.
Oh.
It's so good.
Okay, now.
Okay, you are a little whore.
Okay, giggling, talking, so you tease. That's a part of your foreplay.
Hell yeah. I mean, okay. they want to have that, you know, same.
Yeah.
You know, type of like, you know.
How long
intimacy.
Do you tease before you actually go ham? Because how long is it before you childish? And he's like, bitch, if you don't suck this goddamn.
It just depends on the vibe and the energy that they give off or like the way they either maybe moan or how hard they get, I guess. Mm. Like.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. Like
I've been realizing like sometimes the teasing can make it even harder. Some people need the contact.
You know, like that line part, like right where the hole kind of makes that mush. I like to lick and touch and play with that part because I've noticed that sometimes, and it depends on the guy.
It does.
It makes them super hard. But sometimes you just have to swallow the dick to get them hard too. I don't know. It's weird. Men are weird with your dicks. Seriously.
You see how fast she lost that sex?
Men are weird.
Is there a conversation that you have at all to see how this man probably likes to be pleased sometimes with his dick? Like, what are questions that you ask in regards to, do you prefer hands? Do you like it messy? Like, kind of, what are those conversations leading up to?
It depends on the guy, too. Okay. Sometimes they come ready. Sometimes I don't have to worry about that. But usually,
I like,
me too.
Come hard, nigga. Let me know you know? Like me.
Right. Do you think I can take this all the way down my throat?
Hold on. How many inches y'all think that?
About five.
Okay. No, that's about, I was about to say
maybe
six
like
or seven.
Four. No, this is.
No. This
between my finger and thumb is like 5 inches.
Look at you. Like, you eat.
Yeah.
Who the fuck does the math?
To the back of your throat.
Oh my God. Look at this porn star bitch.
Ooh. Ooh. And brought half of it back out, bitch.
Oh God, she's choking. You want
ooh
water?
Ooh.
Oh. Sorry, guys.
She said she gagged on it.
I was gagging on it.
She gagged on it, bitch.
And I'm going to eat it.
Oh. Mm. No more. No more. Mm. I thought he was
look
lying.
How red my face gets.
I know. I was like,
y'all good?
No,
I'm good. It just broke off, so I had to like get it up some. Sorry,
can
my
I
bad.
Say, I've watched so many videos where like someone choked or was in pain and no one helped.
By the way,
it was
on
me.
Men like that. Not the eyes watering, y'all. She is giving a real hors d'oeuvre, y'all.
Bro, I almost choked last night, and while I was choking, I stopped and he goes, do you think I give a fuck about this? I was like, oh my God, this is so demeaning. I like
it. I like to, I honestly, okay, so one of my kinks is I like to choke on dick so much it makes me like almost pass out.
Okay. Okay,
it's hot. I don't know why.
Okay, wait, not
but I've been
up
sucking dick since I was 14, so I mean, I'm just an expert at this point.
And it took you six years?
To have it in your pussy.
Yeah.
We both did the math, bitch.
It did. It took me 6 years.
Bitch, I'm no accountant.
My mom
that
scared
was
the shit out of me, like with teen pregnancy and shit.
Can I
like,
also be I also be very stereotypical right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is why they call women like you Becky. Like, mm-hmm, y'all would suck dick really early. Like,
no, you definitely proved that myth, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. So I want to just kind of ask you a little bit more about this.
Well, yeah, pull I know that about, clip up. I'm going to need that shit in my phone.
I know.
I need to tell somebody tonight. Look at this bitch.
I know about, so I know about sucking dick until you throw up.
Mm-hmm.
What is sucking dick until you almost pass out?
It's like you get to the point where you're like your airflow is like, obviously you're cut off, right? And then you kind of start like seeing stars. And then that's when I stop.
How does he know? Like, what is
he don't need to know. It's my job to know.
It's her kink.
It's my kink. Okay. He don't need to know. He just needs to enjoy it.
So what do you do? What is your, do you push him off of you? Do you punch him in the chest?
No, like, I just pull off and, you know, cause I usually tell most guys I'm in control here. You're not. I'm the one who's
my dick.
It's exactly. It's my dick that I'm sucking and you're going to enjoy it. And I have no complaints.
Have you ever?
I've never had.
Have
any
you
complaints
ever passed out by
no,
accident?
Never,
no,
never.
Not yet.
No, never.
I mean, okay.
Never. I'll never let that happen because I've learned and controlled it and been doing it for so long that I've learned to control like the.
I wonder if I've been doing this to myself because I don't see stars. I just get a little. My focus gets blurry.
Mm-hmm. Then that's about the right point.
I'll be hating these. I'm like, bitch, I just got my lashes done. Don't make me cry. I don't let my eyes water. I don't like the gag. I fake gag right on the tip.
You funny as hell. So
I do like
you
gagging.
Oh, I swear to God, you're not going to make me uncomfortable. Don't touch my head. It just got done. Did you pay for this?
Actually, you know something I want to say that I think a lot of women don't know about too much spit or gagging?
Mm-hmm.
If you have it so sloppy to the point where they can't feel it, men need friction.
Mm-hmm.
It
all
can't
you need
be
is a hand.
Yeah, it can't be totally destroyed. And also, it'd be going down their booty crack. Like, you kind of.
That's what they like.
No,
and
they
you saying booty crack on motherfucking horrible decisions, like we ain't motherfucking
no, I'm
going
saying,
hole,
stuck when you're
it goes to
wet
the Buddha hole.
Every man in this room. Wolf, do you like that? Eden?
I mean, he.
No.
Do you want the spit going to your Buddha hole?
Oh, I
love
Dave,
it.
I like that.
Dave.
Good answer.
No, you don't like it either. I'm telling
no,
you.
They're not going to admit it.
No. It's not like we're
and
asking
they
if they play
it. Couldn't stand a
I'm talking about just the
me,
wetness
then
stuck right there. It's uncomfortable for men. So, it's different if you're in it.
So I just
said, I don't even know.
I ain't gonna hold you though. That's where I've let my tip go. If you really is sucking and making it so wet that now my spit is going down to your booty hole, what I like to do, that's where I like to use my knuckles.
Yeah.
Now,
that's
when I knuckle a nigga.
Playing with
no,
the
I'm not playing with
what?
The booty hole.
What's the problem?
A knuckle. Don't look like that. So the knuckle is just to where It's moistening the booty
crack. It's grazing. It's not putting
it in. I'm just grazing it. And technically, it's like windshield wipers in the booty crack.
Okay.
I'm trying to,
I have
to,
a thing. If he's fully naked, then I'll do it. If there's the jeans are on, if we're in the car, if you just pulled it down a little bit, you can't be making that much of a fucking mess. It's almost ridiculous.
Right. You have to know when to make the mess and when not to make the mess.
Right.
That's a fact.
Oh, I'm thoughtful.
Okay.
And I told this nigga,
the other day I was sucking his dick and I said, sir, I have a full face on. If you don't take your goddamn wife beater and khakis off, my whole face about to be on you.
Right.
You got to get naked.
You got
to
be naked.
Baby, this face is beat and it will end up on you.
Yes, exactly.
And I literally told him, khakis and white beater got to come off, player.
My mouth is like a waterfall. So like, I have to tell them and put a towel underneath their ass and say, hey, look, you're about to have the most sloppiest.
My mouth is a waterfall.
You're about to have one of the sloppiest blowjobs you've ever had. So I'm, please sit on this towel. So we're good. I don't get my bed wet or, I don't, you know, whatever. Yeah, no, hun. I have literally two waterproof like towels that I bring with me.
Wait, you travel with waterproof towels?
I have to.
Because of your head game?
What the fuck is a
and
waterproof
towel? I'm a squirter, so.
Oh, and you're a squirter. I was about to say.
But my head game is sloppy. It's really good.
So I've only seen one of your videos.
Well, you gotta watch all the other ones.
I would love to know real quick.
Yes, ma'am.
You know that you are a squirter. Uh-huh. You know that your head is sloppy.
Yes.
You travel with waterproof towels.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please narrate how you have to lay this down prior to having sex with maybe a new partner that isn't aware? Like, how do you even let them know, gotta lay this towel down?
I mean, I just basically say to them, hey, I squirt. I lay down this towel to help keep everything dry. Hope that's cool. And a lot of times they're like, yeah, that's cool. They're like, yeah, all right. No problem.
You gotta set your scene.
And scene.
So, and scene. I have a hoe mail that I wanted to bring up because it's all about fetishizing. I want to know where the line is, right? So the whole mail was actually something a listener sent in to me.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, it'll be a little tea. I'll read it to the podcast. She really thought, I don't know. I feel like she really was trying to check me and I thought it was weird.
She was trying to check you.
But also at the same time, I was like, I guess I see why she said it. I don't know. Oh, fuck. I can't find her name. Keep talking.
Okay, well, before we get into the whole mail, there were some things that I just wanted to bring up, wrapping up the horrible decision. So I did end up looking up size kinks.
Okay.
And I just kind of wanted to run through a few in case someone was interested in searching certain categories, what they can expect in those.
Okay.
So size kink, of course, comes from Urban Dictionary because, baby, they made it simple for us.
Yep.
That's being turned on or aroused at a distinct difference in size in comparison to your partner. Usually this does include, by the way, it's not just weight. It also includes height.
Mm-hmm.
It includes muscle size as well as penis size.
Mm-hmm.
It is generally used when referring to a submissive being turned on by being smaller than their partner.
Yep.
And I wanted to talk to you about that because where we normally think of sub and dom in a somewhat physical way or how you speak to someone or how you adhere maybe some sort of slapping or abuse. Men then who normally want to deal with you, how do you feel like they enter into their submissive role being that you're normally larger than them in size or stature?
A lot of times they want me to smother them. And so they'll be up underneath me. And so I'm able to assert my dominance that way by putting all my weight or just sitting my big ass on their face like they want.
Okay.
Do you ever choke and die?
No.
No, she ain't killed nobody. Yeah. She was like,
how do you know? Do you have to see?
Usually they tap or
I figured that must be a
kink. They'll push me up off. Like there's breath play is a huge kink when it comes to size play as well.
Okay.
Right? I've had people ask me to do giantess content and I'm under 6 foot.
Right.
But there's certain angles you can do, right? You know, for that. But like, you know, small
giantess
men,
content. Can you explain what that?
Yeah. So basically giant, it's like, let's say, for instance, I have like a little person, right? It's that size.
It's like
comparison.
A figurine.
It's like a figurine, like a little figurine person, right? And so people a lot of times will have the camera situated to a way it looks makes me look really tall, and this person obviously is small, right? I have had people ask me to squash gummy bears to represent small people, and turn around and eat them so that they are stuck in my tummy for forever and ever, like. giant.
And you ain't even fuck. They just wanted you to smash some gummy bears.
Yeah.
I'm mad as fuck. I'm in the wrong motherfucking job.
Custom
what
videos?
Other weird shit?
custom videos are a really big thing in the plus size and even regular sex community. But plus size, you know, big girls, we get a lot of the really crazy, like,
yeah, gummy bears. What are some of the other weird requests you've gotten?
Oh,
let's get it to
body
it.
Body fluid stuff. Yeah. Okay.
How weird is pee though at this point?
It's not, but we're talking the other one plus the menstrual cycle ones.
What about the shit? Yeah. What do they want you to do with the shit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What do they want you to do?
Oh, I've had people ask me to eat it. I've had people ask me to talk.
How much do they offer you for that?
It depends. It's how much I charge.
Because
I
work. Girl, how much? Hold on.
What's the rate?
How much you charge? So you done ate your own shit before?
No, never.
Oh, never. So that's a hard no for you.
That's a hard no for me. But there are females that will do it.
Yep.
There are females who will actually do sessions with men.
We talked about that.
Right? Who will eat the shit.
Yep.
But
what's the going rate for eating your own shit?
I don't know because I don't do it.
But how much they done offered you?
And how much I would charge. And I don't even know.
You don't know that number yet.
I don't know that number personally because I've never had.
Weezy, how much would you charge to eat your own shit?
You know who you should reach out to?
Who?
You should reach out to Goddess Nadia.
Okay.
Goddess Nadia is a huge scat person. Okay. That is her bread and butter.
Okay.
Let's just
So you said no to that. I would love to know before we get into this whole mail, what is the weirdest request you received that you agreed to? And how much did you get for it?
I quite honest with you, I've really not done anything that I'm not comfortable with doing.
Okay.
But I can tell you one of the most eye-opening, obscure ones was a man wanted to pay me $10,000 to step on a live animal.
We hear that up all with, the time. Why do we hear that so
that
much?
That one is a big fetish.
What was the animal?
It was just something small.
Bitch, if you wouldn't, like I would have stepped on a motherfucking ant for $10,000.
Well, not an ant. That's an animal. It has to have the anatomy to be able to break and scrush. And so I'm thinking something like making a mouse or something. And to me, I'm so against that. Like, I was really like appalled, but so intrigued by it just because I'm like, I've never had anybody ask me to do this before.
Oh my God. I know what you want me to bring up right now. Oh my God. I went to a fucking DVD store where they had a bunch of animal porn. It's called Blue Door DVD. It's on 7th Street. We were literally walking to a bookstore. Me and Carisha. And then we go in. I'm like, oh my God, babe, let's pick a porn. So we get through the aisles and one of the aisles has animals. And we're like, oh my God, right? We go to the next aisle and we're like, ooh, shit. Like four fucking tiers of animal porn. The place is known for animal porn.
Animal porn, like dating my dog
was one of the titles.
Oh, wait. They were fucking animals? Wait, bestiality,
but also the smushing was in there.
The smushing was in there too. Wow. And that's the biggest and the craziest one. The other ones have been more scat related. And because my ass is so big, so they want to see that. You know, I've done some scat videos, but it's more just the act of, but not me doing anything with it. No touching, no nothing like that. Like, I'm
how much
very
do you get
off.
Paid to shit on camera?
I charge like $400
for the video.
Yeah.
Damn.
Have you ever seen the shit come out of your butt?
Yeah, have you?
By the way,
have I looked at my own shit come out of my ass?
No. But on a camera. Let me tell you different. It's way different.
I went to a toilet.
You went to a toilet.
No. This is the first time I've ever seen my own shit. Not just looking in it. Wait. It's called Rise Nation. Okay. It's a gym. It's not that great. I'm not trying to like pub them, but they have it's a gym in Tribeca. And basically there's mirrors all over the bathroom down to the floor. Right. And of course I'm not sitting my ass down on the toilet.
Right.
So I'm shitting. And I'm looking,
bro, that's nasty.
I'm like, oh my God, this
is so fucking
this
nasty.
Is crazy.
I ain't even gonna hold you.
I've never seen it before.
I apologize. At the end, for any of y'all niggas listening to us eating lunch.
Sorry.
What the fuck? Niggas be at work, bro.
Sorry.
Now y'all gotta go take me. Y'all gotta shit your coffee out anyway. I know you drunk.
Go use that. Listen, go in there real quick and be like, oh yeah, how much does it cost to do a class? And then be like, can I use your bathroom? Watch yourself shit. It's the most interesting thing.
Interesting.
It was crazy.
Did your boot a whole rosebud?
Girl, anyway.
How big was the shit?
It was a simple shit. It was a clean shit. I'm telling you, it's like a McDonald's ice cream machine for me. It's very clean. It's just right out. It's done.
Oh, my
God.
That's
so funny.
Yeah, because, bitch, you want to drink fucking matcha and acai bowls. Like, I know you be shit.
I'm two times a day, babe. Bro, let me tell you, speaking of this, as much as I be shitting, I'm going on my longest trip with a dude ever, minus when I lived in Mexico with my ex. We're going to Hawaii for a week, and all I kept thinking to myself is like, how am I going to act like I have to keep taking phone calls? I don't want to shit.
Girl, just go do it.
No.
Man. Girl, I ain't going to hold you. When me and my ex was together, baby, in the morning, you taking a shower, babe, I'm shitting. I'm shitting while you in the shower.
See, but that, how comfortable are you with this person, though?
Girl, you got me fucked up.
How comfortable
and
are you with this person?
And you going to eat my ass that
I
night.
I could do anything with him. Except it's just, it's not the comfortability for me. It's just like, I don't want him to see
you
me in that
believe
way.
He knows that you're a human being?
Girl, please. Okay, so speaking of, damn, why is the hair everywhere all over this pillow? Okay.
So, come out. Let's get it.
Here's this girl who gave me a read, but I don't feel like the read was worthy.
Okay.
So, she has been listening to Horrible for a long time and sent this in after listening to the episode about the foursome.
Okay.
We're at a foursome in Mexico with the lesbian couple, with one of which I kept calling the butch bitch. Which I didn't feel like that was a slur. It's not like I called her the word. We need to bleep that anyway.
Yep, let's bleep it.
I used to really enjoy the podcast, but recently feel like Weezy's been reckless incredibly reckless when it comes to a narrative she has about settling down. Listening to beginning episodes versus now is just disappointing. This episode put the nail in the coffin, and it was the foursome discussion when you allowed your man to fetishize another gay person and also allowed yourself to be fetishized by white women. It just didn't seem to align with the person you portrayed yourself to be. And I'm not saying this shit to y'all to be disrespectful, but as a dedicated listener, it was really disappointing to hear Weezy's side on this podcast. I hope if y'all see this, you can be more considerate of the narrative you create around your sexuality, because it's not giving safe space the way it used to.
Ooh.
Now,
interesting.
No, bitch, you responded.
I'm gonna read my
okay. Read your response.
Context.
I see you.
The foursome conversation basically was about this lesbian couple that wanted to fuck us, and we wanted to fuck them.
First episode of the year. If y'all want to go back,
he was like super interested because the girl had never had sex with a man. He was like, "Oh my god, like
this is an opportunity to do something that you know I will never get to do the next thing
and
in my life.
She'll remember me for life
and forever,
right?
Exactly.
And so it was like, oh shit, like this is
okay.
So I said, I had so much fun. I lived in the moment. I don't think anything was wrong with him having a fantasy about fucking a masked lesbian, especially when that's never, you know, had sex. It's so clear that I was considerate of them and their feelings and us being a safe space to experience a hetero couple that I really don't know how much I better could have handled the situation the four of us mutually wanted to be in. For example, one of them started getting emotional. He didn't notice because he's fucking enjoying pussy, but I literally stopped, left, went in the bathroom and comforted her while she was crying. She wasn't uncomfortable about him being there. It was more of her girl getting fucked.
Yeah.
But anyway, so in the scenario, there was a few situations with them like gawking over him. And then she talks about this. Appreciate the acknowledgement. Still a fan. Didn't mean any disrespect. We're not going to agree on everything. I wanted to say my piece. Didn't think you'd respond. It was really the language and actions playing in his hair and the fixating on her never have been with a man. It was a bit hard to listen to as a gay woman who's been fetishized. That's how I interpreted it. I'm sorry. When are we going to ever be able to explore anything then?
Yeah.
Like, I understand how she might feel because guys have probably made her feel uncomfortable. Bitch, I don't think you heard me when I say nobody's wanted to fuck anyone more on the planet than these two bitches wanted to fuck us. They were ridiculous. So they're fetishizing us, whether it be black shit, his dreads, us being straight, whatever it was. Why couldn't we do the same? And also, why is it super unhealthy to fetishize anything? And so that's why I wanted to have this conversation with you, because I'm like, I'm sure someone wanted to fuck you just because of your size.
Yep, absolutely, all the time.
When is it okay and not okay?
I think it's on how someone comes and approaches you about it. I think it's about the approach and about the conversation you have about it. Like, there are guys that all the time, you know, they'll gawk over you. Oh my God, you're so big. I just can't, you know, I've never been with a big girl before. I've always wanted to try it. That's the biggest line I get all the time.
And you don't like that line.
Honestly, I don't really care anymore. I really have gotten to that point where I'm like, I know I'm a big girl. I know I'm going to get fetishized. I kind of just start like going, okay, yeah, I get it. All right. You know, and I just kind of like try to just not be mean because I get where they're coming from. I know I fetishize black men sometimes. I know I do. And I don't mean to, but I get so attracted or I get so like, oh my God. Oh my, he's so hot. Oh my God, look at his big dick. You know what I mean? Like, I know I do the same thing. Most definitely.
That's so without any, without any
malice. Without any malice.
Without any malice. Of course. It's never any malice in behind my fetishizing.
And so
ever.
You've been able, because you know that yeah. you look at maybe black men that mm-hmm. way, as a white woman, mm-hmm. you're just like, I'm not going to demonize someone mm-hmm. for fetishizing
no,
me.
No. No,
as a big girl.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Yeah. Well even as
either
a white
way,
woman too,
either way,
you know?
She's white
Damn,
too.
That was really fucking honest.
And I don't want that to come off as me being like
no.
rude or saying, you know, that's I do it all the time. No, it happens occasionally. It's not like I do it all the time. Sometimes I just see something that I like and I'm like, oh my God. Like
I think the mutual you know? Fetishizing too, right?
Yeah.
Let's say that it is because you're white or because you're yeah. big or whatever. I felt like in this moment, so when I read that, I was like, damn, I really, and no one else had wrote me saying that they felt like we were wrong. And I also made a comment because she did say something about his hair or touched it or almost mm-hmm. touched it. I can't remember. But I literally went over to him in the middle of it and said, are you okay? Like, is this, do you want to go? Because mm-hmm. bitch, that's too much.
Yeah.
Now he was like, it's okay. It's okay. They're drunk. They're excited. Like he even stopped me. So I checked in with him because yeah. I wasn't prioritizing the two girls. I don't know. But
Absolutely.
I did feel like it was a mutual fetish thing. I'd yeah. never slept with a lesbian couple. I slept with a lot of women, but like one saying she was Mormon, the other one never been. I was like,
oh
this
my.
Is the time.
This is fucking Utah.
If this isn't the opportunity of a lifetime, to do
I don't know what it is.
Like that, I don't know what it is. And that's why I think like people should start taking more of those opportunities and stop being so scared.
Mm.
You know? Like if you feel like if this person on your Instagram is saying that they feel this way, that's one person's opinion.
Right.
Right? You had a good time, they had a good time. Your dude's good, right?
That was the first thing I led with. I said I lived in such the moment. We had sex with them within 30 minutes of that club. Never forget that. I was like, "Yo, should we stop and have a snack?" She was like, "No." I really thought it
so
was.
So they did it as much to you as maybe y'all may have done it to them. It was definitely mutual fetishism.
And I do think fetishism. That
is,
shit is
kind of
okay.
Mutual fetishism
is okay. That's what we're saying.
There was a moment where I said, well, maybe mine wasn't as bad, but maybe if it's like an Asian girl or a black girl, maybe mm-hmm. it's bad. And then I'm like, okay, well, why does it make the race thing okay? No, it's all kind of, if it's mutual, listen, I have a super dark skinned friend, right? A girl, model, very dark. And mm-hmm. she's like, girl, what is up with me wanting to fuck these vampy looking pale white boys? And I laughed about it. And she's like, oh my God. It's like the ones that don't even turn red. They just get a little blue if they're like outside too long. And she was like, I like that shit. And I'm like, oh my God. And I know somebody wants you because you're super dark. So it's like,
yeah.
Is it healthy? Now, it, one is obviously so. More oppressed than the other. So that's why then you get your PC Olympics. But I think as long as we understand mm-hmm. that there may be a fetish and we feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
In it.
Mm. Yeah, you know? I agree with you. Absolutely. I know I get fetishized and I know that I fetishize people, you know, even sometimes women. I look at y'all sometimes and I'm just like,
hold on, Julian, that's you want to fuck podcasters. Tell people where to find you. It's the end of the episode.
Hey, listen, I can't help but ask both ways. All right.
Hey,
I like what I like. All right.
Let our audience know where they can find you, support you and watch you.
Pretty much everything is BBW Julie Ginger when it comes to my socials. I would say the best place to go is allmylinks.com/BBW Julie Ginger with the number one at the end. That's where you'll find every single social media, my website, which is popping right now.
Talk your shit.
And actually, if you want to get 25% off, you can check my Twitter. It's just BBW Julie Ginger. And your first month is, you know, instead of $24.95. It's only like
okay.
$14.95.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do the math right now.
Yeah. Okay. I have some good porn on there and I'm dropping new stuff every week. Twice a week I drop videos.
That's a very good content schedule. Good for you.
Do you have the 3-month packages? Like the discount rates?
Yeah.
That's the ones I'd be liking to buy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like
I think mine's like $49.95.
I like the bundle packages.
For 3 months.
Yep.
I have a very weird specific kinks I need. And so,
yeah.
Bukkake on OnlyFans, it's really up there.
I love it. Well,
Bukkake, that's one thing I really want to do.
Hello, I live in the Detroit area.
And I would love to. Well, guys, thank y'all for tuning in. As you always know, we have our bonus content over on Patreon. So make sure you visit patreon.com/horrible decisions to not only support us, but to get another episode plus BTS content and other shows that we're creating over there. All just for you. That's again, patreon.com/horrible decisions. And of course, if you want to see us live, we out in these streets. Check our social medias as to where we will be in a city near you. And this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, ho.
Hey guys, we are super, super excited to be announcing that we are part of the second annual Black Effect Festival in Atlanta, Georgia.
It's going to be a wild and brand new show that you didn't see last year. We're so excited to be back with our ATL family and our Black Effect family.
That's right. So the date is Saturday, April the 27th. Make sure you head on over to blackeffect.com and get your tickets now.
See you there.
Oh no.
Whoa.
No.
Hey guys. Welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. You get it, the welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions, y'all. Okay. I'm your girl, Vandy V, aka Pia DeStallion.
Hey, y'all. I'm Wheezy, and we've got a special OG guest in the building.
By the way, she calls it at this point every guest special, so don't feel too special. I realize you know. You said what?
I don't say OG.
You don't say OG. So OG is... So, that's
another word for old.
You want to take that one back?
A lot of people call me OG.
They just say we're like sex.
It's a weird...
OG.
It happens out of nowhere. I felt like it went from like you know, you start to get older and then you have two directions you could go. You could be washed up or you can be an OG.
Okay.
You know, it's nice and it's, you know, there's a point where it's like, are you going to be old and washed up or are you going to be an OG or a legend?
Joanna said, let me clean this
it
up
was
for
like
you.
Overnight. Yeah, I thought I was really heading to the washed up lane and then everybody started calling me a legend and I was like,
I was about to say, legend. There we go. Legend is better.
So, I didn't call that to myself.
You are. the reason I wanted to tell you about the day that I saw you is because.
Wait, one moment. Joanna Angel is who we got.
Oh, hi. Okay, which camera should I look?
Girl, all on.
Oh, hello. And it's bad. I always wind up looking at myself like an asshole.
So yeah, I'm lock it on the wide. Turn her up. So, speaking of legends, hi. I'm at a food convention.
Yeah.
Last year, EatsCon.
You didn't go this year?
I did.
Yeah, we saw each other, right?
Yes, and I was trying to remind you, and you're like, sex podcast girl.
And I was like, sex podcast girl.
So the first year that I saw her, I'm high as shit, and I'm with Questlove. And I'm not, no lie, kind of bored. After you eat, you're getting tired. So we're sitting at some panel, and I'm like, am I fucked up in the head? Like, are my eyes deceiving me, or is that Joanna Angel?
So, which is so funny because you're sitting next to Questlove and you're excited about me.
Well, look what I do for a living.
It's like a pretty important guy.
Actually, that's funny. So I said it like, and I'm expecting that he doesn't know her name. I'm like, oh my God, I know you don't know who this is. But then he's like, that's my girl.
Aww.
Jumps up, starts talking to this bitch. I'm like, looking at him while he's facing me. I'm like,
oh, I'm going to cry.
So then I come up and I'm like, I need you to hang up. And she's so sweet. I say podcast and she's like, oh my God, give me your number. So how I know you is mainly when I was growing up, I only watched black porn. Okay. But how I know you is from HBO, the Showtimes, the Stars. You were really big in that kind of TV when watching the AVN Awards, when we would see documentaries and I would always hear your name. And there's not many porn stars I remember from back then. So seeing you now when I type in your name and it literally comes up with videos you made, I was so excited to talk to you because we got to talk with Havana Ginger, who's one of my favorites. And I'm like, damn, when you see someone that like kind of goes up the ladder and they've evolved their career, like to me, that's the most interesting.
I would say like Lisa Ann too.
Havana was just more recent in my brain.
Yeah.
But yeah, tell us what you're famous for.
Sucking. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead.
Well, you know, depends on who you ask, but I guess my legacy was known for in 2002. I came into this scene. I started the company, Burning Angel, which was not a company when it started. It was just a website and then it kind of spawned into a company. There were very few, if not any, I never want to say the only because I don't know everything that was going on, but there were very few performer owned studios.
Yeah.
You know, there were very few, you know, performers behind the camera. And there were also, I guess it was like unheard of to put tattooed people in porn.
Yeah, you had like the goth.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird? It's like, I don't even like saying that now that that's what I'm known for because it seems like such an obvious
No, it's crazy that you actually say that. I was just talking to my homeboy, and when I'm at pool parties and things like that, when men like approach me and ask me, they immediately go to, "Are you a dancer?" And I was like, so I'm telling him this story about how they think I'm a stripper every time I go to pool parties. And I'm like, I guess my body. And he was like, no, it's your tattoos. He's like, a lot of dancers now are tatted the fuck up.